Okay, we're up to Perek Zayin. We're up to Pasuk Yud Gimel. There's one last thought on Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki bitzel hachachma bitzel hakosef v'yishrein das. The advantage of knowledge is hachachma techayev ve'olecha. This is one famous word. You come across this every so often in different Jewish farm, that chachma gives life techayev ve'olecha. A person has 248 limbs, evarim, and has 365 gidin. This is what Chazal tell us. I don't know how the experts on anatomy, how they're able to match up the 248 limbs and the 365 sinews. But the total number, 248 plus 365, is taryak, is... Is
48?
Not dollars.
They have at the beginning of
Shul.
They have that something.
What? 5 or 8. When we make a mishaberch for a chayla, we say that Hashem should heal the ramach evav ushesagidav. So 248 plus 365 is taryag. And we also are aware that there are 248 mitzvahs asay and 365 mitzvahs lois asay. So that means that each one of the tayag mitzvahs corresponds to one part of the body. And that means that if a person is fully observant, he is fully observant in all of the tayag mitzvahs, so that by observing a mitzvah, it gives life. It protects that corresponding limb and sinew, and that's what. And the makor for this idea that it could very well be the makor for what we say at every mishaberach. L'ramach evarav ushesagidav comes from this pasuk. The Yisrael chachma shachachma techayev ve'oleha. What are we mispal for when we make a mishberach for a chayla? That the person should be healthy. He should have full vitality. He should come back to life. Everything should be well. So, and why do we connect? We do this? When do we make this mishberach? When we lay in the Torah, and when the Sefer Torah is munach lefanav. Why do we wait to make the mishaberach when the Sefer Torah is on the bima? Because we are in essence saying that in the zuchus of the Torah, so and so should have a refuah shleima. Why do we break down the person's body into 365 sinews and 248 limbs? Because the Torah has tayag mitzvos, and the tayag mitzvos are broken down into 365 lois asays and 248 mitzvos asay, and each one of the asays and the lois asays corresponds to one of the limbs of the person's body. Zelu mazeh. So chokhmah here is a code. Torah is the ultimate chokhmah. Torah is techayev ve'oleha. By being mekayim what it says in the Torah, each one of the corresponding limbs and sinews will have health, vitality will come to life. And this is, I think, one of the main sources for why we actually mention it when the Sefer Torah is there. And if you look in different Jushram, every so often you'll find the Sefer that will tell you that this particular mitzvah corresponds to this particular limb. Like the Gid HaNoshe. The Gid HaNoshe corresponds... I don't remember. Okay, there are different mitzvahs. Every so often you will come across such a relationship between the two. All right, let's go further. Let's go down to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Re'eyas Ma'aseh Elokim. Person should take close look. Should analyze the Ma'aseh Elokim. Ki mi yuchal lisakein eis asher ibis. So who can fix? Who can establish, or we translate what lisakein means, to fix that which ibis. So he has twisted. The big question here, which we'll see in a few moments in the commentators, is who is the one that has twisted? Who is the one that has brought about damage? So we're going to see either it means the person himself, and specifically Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was the one who was Ives, who has made this world crooked through the chait of eating from the Eitz Hadas. And there's no person that has come along since the time of Adam HaRishon that was able to fix, to be misakein, his sin. We came pretty close at the time of Matan Torah, but that was short-lived. 40 days later with the Chet HaEgel. So mi yuchal l'saken hu, the person should look at what the wonderful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. Hashem created a perfect world, and it is only man who is in the process of destroying the world. Mi yuchal l'saken, who can fix Eis HaShiv, so this which man has destroyed. So man, I mean, you can say modern times, global warming, if there really is global warming, you could argue who's responsible for global warming. Well, they say we're responsible. Are we? Is it man's carbon footprint that has brought about global warming? I don't know. No one really knows the answer to these questions, but the Pasuk seems to say that Hashem created a perfect world, and all the damage that we find in this world has been inflicted upon the world by man, and there's no one that can repair it except for man. Hashem says, I've done my thing. If you want to destroy the world, that's your problem. Okay, the other approach to this pasuk, if so, means Hashem. When Hashem decides to bring destruction, when there's a natural disaster, a tsunami, a tornado, a hurricane, the churban, or an earthquake, the churban that is done by Hashem is something that no man can prevent. When Hashem decides he's going to send a volcano, is going to erupt, and it's going to destroy a whole country, there's nothing you can do to be misaken that which Hashem wants to twist, Hashem wants to destroy. Now let's take a look at the Mefarshim Pasuk. If you do true, well, that's very interesting. The Chofetz Chaim talks about the Chofetz Chaim in his life, and there was a major earthquake in his lifetime. And the Chofetz Chaim, he writes that there are certain things that are built into creation that are meant to be. The earth is like a time clock. There's a certain a volcano is waiting to erupt, and it's just a matter of time. Can you say that if you do tshuva, it's not going to happen? It's not necessarily true. If there's an asteroid that's on the way to come and crash into this earth, so we're going to do tshuva that's going to affect the magnetic pull? It's not going to come. It's not going to hit us. It's going to go somewhere else. It's not necessarily true. It's something which was built in for Maisa Bereishis, and we have to deal with it, for better or for worse. Okay, I don't know. Let's take a look at this other pasuk Yud Gimel.
To minimize the damage.
Of course, you can escape.
That's what the communal reaction would be to daven, right? Even though it's something that
it's a recognition. But in that situation, the davening is not something we're doing to change what's going to happen, but rather it's like an acceptance. You makabel upon yourself. What?
To blunt the effect.
You recognize this is a Masa Elokim, and this, we have no choice but to accept our fate. Let's look at Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Mitzvah. Give me one moment, I'm in the wrong parak. Pasuk Yud. Re'ei Yud Gimel. A person should look at the Masi Elokim and see how they are miyusharim. We mentioned on Friday that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Hayosha. There are many interpretations why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Yosha. The simplest is because of the Avos. They were called the Yesharim. But on the other hand, you look at the Mesudos, he seems to sell a new suggestion we can take from the Mesudos, is that Maisa Bereishis is Yosha. Nature is perfect. There's nothing wrong in nature. It's Yashar. As Masel Kim Kamahem Yisham Umusukanim Kimi Bibnei Adam Yichalasaken Esadavar Asher Kilkel Oiso. Who can be misaken something which is broken in nature? Avol Hamokoim Baruch Yuchal Lasaken Esadavar Shal Kilkel Ba'avoin Hadar. Hashem can be misaken something which has been corrupted. A human being, according to the Mitzvahs, the focus, the person cannot repair damage to the generation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, he can repair the damage. If on Rosh Hashanah there was a gezeira min hashamayim that it's only going to rain a small amount, so it's there's nothing you can seemingly do. The answer is no. There is still a solution. Afterwards, people did tshuva misakein who is a kilkul. Hashem can be misakein the kilkul, but it's already been predetermined that only a small amount of rain will fall upon the earth. But Hashem will arrange for it to rain in a location where you get the most bang for the buck. Where where you have the most benefit. Ki moiridim bezmanam, Hashem will cause the rain to fall at the optimal time. Uvemokum hayoyser tzorich ve'enim ma'abeti, but not even one drop will be lost. So according to the Mitzudos, his interpretation of the pasuk is re'eis ma'ase elokim. A person should look at the koyach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Only Hakadosh Baruch Hu can do what he wants. Ki miyuchal l'sakin. There is no human being that can repair Asher, if so, what man has corrupted. So the word if so again refers to man, with the lowercase ayin, the one that has caused damage is man. Man has caused damage according to the mitzvahs by doing averos, and that has caused it there to be a gezerah, for there to be a small amount of precipitation. Yet, if HaKadosh Kalal Yisrael does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be misakin in a unique way, not to bring more rain that was not meant to be, but rather to direct the small amount of rain that was supposed to fall in the fields or fall in parts of the world which would not be of any benefit for society, to fall in the optimal location at the optimal time to bring the most benefit for man. Hirashi. Rashi has different interpretation. Re'eis Masi Elokim. Look at the Masi Elokim. Look how Misukan Hakol Lefi Apu'ula Shel Adam. Look where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created Zel Umazel to give reward or punishment to man. Gan Eden Latzadikim VeGehenem LeRishayim Re'ei Lecha Be'ezet Tidvak. So the pasuk over here is giving you instructions. Select. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established. Look at the Masi Elokim. Hashem has created Gan Eden, has created Gehenem. Select for yourself where you want to go and behave accordingly. Ki miyuchal l'sakein eis hasha'iv. So because, Rashi says, le'achar misa, it's too late. It's a one-way ticket. After a person comes into the next world, it's too late to come back into this world and to repair the damage that man has done to its own neshama. So according to Rashi, there are major differences in this pasuk. Number one, we're dealing over here with the damage that man has done. But not like the mitzudos, that the damage man has done to society, to nature, to the environment. But instead, the damage a person has done to its own neshama. A person sins in this world, he has damaged his neshama, and there's no way that damage can be repaired. And when he goes into the next world, he'll get what he deserves, and there's nothing that can be done to undo it, to reverse it. Therefore, a person now, while he is alive, should pay close attention and see Maaseh Elokim, the options available to him, and to prepare for the next world. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum Pasuk Yud Gimel. Havi mistakel yos uvoda da Hashem. A person should pay attention to the Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation, Kadosh Baruch Hu's deeds, ugivurte da avad, and to Hashem's mighty things that Hashem has done. So here in Rashi gives the Targum three examples: yos samyo, the yos gibena, the yos chigera. There are people that have come into this world that are blind, and there are people that are. Have gibin. Gibin means some type of skin disease. Okay, some type of affliction. I'm not exactly sure. You know what gibin is? It's some type of very serious disease. The yos chigera, a person. What? So what does it say? What does gibin say? It could be that it's a different gibin. This gibin is different.
Hunchback.
Spinal problems. The yos chigera, a person's limb is missing a limb. So there are people. So
he's
lame. His limbs do not work. Limi vehoin pirishon ba'olma. Look at these things that Kadosh Baruch Hu has done that exist. Limhevon. Pirishon Boma, that spread out through this world. Rachmana Litzlan, there are people in this world that suffer very much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So according to the Targum, when it says Eis Asher Iviso, it's with the capital letters. What Hashem has twisted. Not like Rashi and the Mitzudos who agree that man has twisted. Rashi and the Mitzudos, they only disagreed, did man twist his neshama, or did man twist the environment. The man destroyed the world through his sins. But the focus was that this man, it's a man-made problem. Here, Ron, the Targum says, no, there are things in this world which appear to be corrupt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has made in this world things that are twisted, that appear to be... defective. There are defects in this world. There are people who are blind, people who are lame, people who are hunchback. These are the defects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And is there any person that can reverse this? No such thing. We see that science is limited. There's only that much you can possibly do. The Targum continues, Arum, man hu chakima, who is so wise in this world, the yochel l'sakono, to fix yos chad minhon, one of these things. Who can give a human being eyesight? Elohim, these things, Mori Alma, the Avse, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has twisted. So first, what is the Pasuk telling us according to the Perush of the Targum? It's telling you that you're limited in this world. You don't have full control over your fate in this world. We don't know why, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created things in this world which are defective, and man can do nothing about it other than but contemplate. Re'eh esmasei Elokim, just focus and look what Hashem's will and accept it. And tzaddik v'ralo, that all that we come back to, that's in the next pasuk. And there's nothing you can do. Do not think that you can outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you can reverse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's derech in this world. Now, and along these lines, what the Targum says, he quotes here in the Sefer Sarasi Bamedinus, that this is a continuation of the previous pasuk, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis. In Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, Ki betzel ha-chachma betzel ha-kasef. It says there that the milos of chachma, and it would appear, on a very simple translation, that it would appear that you could have two different shulchanos. There's Torah and Gedula. They're both very great. But the Pasuk says, even though they both provide shelter, wealth provides benefits, and Chachma provides shelter in this world, the Yisrain Das, but the advantage of Das is, HaChachma Techayeh Ve'aleha, it gives you satisfaction, or as the Targum said, it brings Tchiyas HaMesim in the Schus of Torah. There is a great advantage to Chochmah over Kesef. So the question though is, but not everyone is Zoicha to Chochmah. Not everyone is blessed with intelligence. Some people are blessed. They're limited. Their knowledge is limited. So the pasuk goes on to say, Yud Gimel Ein Hachinami. If you are not from the category of people that has been blessed with intelligence, you have no choice but to accept it. It's one of the defects of creation. It's one of the Ace Asher Iviso. This is what it says, a very, very scary pshat in the pasuk. Not everyone is Zechut Chachma. So your person looks at himself and he sees that he is incapable of accomplishing great things intellectually. So he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has twisted him, has taken his mind and twisted his mind, has provided him with a corrupt hard drive. Buy a computer, the CPU is not up to par, it's defective. So the Pasuk says, don't challenge Hashem, don't complain. There's a reason, there's a purpose. Re'eh, you have no choice but to accept the situation as it is. Yes?
Yeah. Thinking that this word, base, is the opposite of Yosher, right? It's the opposite of Yoshur.
What's the opposite of Yosher?
Ivase.
Okay.
And we've said that Yashrus is fairness.
Okay.
And therefore,
corruption.
No. Therefore, Ivase is what seems to be
unfair.
So you look at these things, and you say it's not fair, but not so much corrupt or even defective, but it's unfair that these conditions exist in the world, but we have to accept that Hashem made things that way. It's not everything is fair.
Okay, in Hanami, we have no choice. We have to accept it. We have no choice. That's what the pasuk is telling us. All right. So sach hakol, we take out of this pasuk three things: three mahalchim, Rashi, Mitzudos, and the Targum. And with that, we will go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gidal Biyoyim Toivah Hayev Toiv. So it's a really continuation of this thing when a person, there are good times and there are bad times. Biyoyim Toiv on a day of good, Hayev Toiv, be good. Uviyoyim Ra'ar Re'eh. It goes back to the previous pasuk. It's referring back to pasuk Yud Gimel. Where A is Maaseh Elokim, and pasuk Yud Gimel, we're focusing on at least according to the Targum, we're focusing on the Ra. I just want to take a step back. There's a very big difference between Rashi and the Targum. According to Rashi, the word Re'e refers to Gan Eden and Gehenim. Look at your choices in this world. Targum is not telling you to look at your choice in this world to make a decision to be a tzaddik. It's telling you when you see in this world unfairness, as Rav Michal said, you see in this world defective products, kaviyachal. You see people who suffer very much, just take it in. Take it in and contemplate and recognize. The Targum is not giving us an approach how to deal with, but it's telling us just to deal with it in the best that we can with our emuna. Okay, but Pasuk Yudal goes back and says, "V'yom tovah hayev tov v'yom ra re'ei gam ezelu mazos elokim." Everything in this world is, we'll see many interpretations what this means, midah keneged midah, or there's balance. Really, it means balance. Midah keneged mukalah, we'll discuss in a moment. Al-divras is a hard word to translate. It means so that. Devar, meloshen of the quote ba'avur. In the mitzudot scene it says ba'avur, so that. Like kimo, shlo yimtzoha adam acharav mu'um, a person should not find afterwards anything. Now what does all of that mean? So we have over here many perushim. Let's take a look at the mitzudot. So the pasuk Yudalid, he begins by telling us, Biyoyim toiva, biyoyim ba toiva biyolam ha'biyoyim hayeh b'toiva. On a day when good things happen in this world, enjoy it. Ratzalaymar, kabeles ha'toiva v'sisaneg badeshen nafshecha. Enjoy. According to this interpretation, the pasuk is telling us, do not be a poiresh. A person will have to give, the Gemara says, have to give din v'cheshven for every blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in front of a person, and the person denied himself. Person was put into this world. Hashem did not put a person into this world to suffer. Hashem put man into this world to enjoy. Hashem created in this world peros. Peros, there's luxury. What would have been if the world would have existed without fruit trees? Could we live? Nothing would be different. If a person would only eat every single day bread and water, could he survive? I imagine he could. What does Dr. Fucht say? Because there are enough nutrients in bread and water, does the body have the koyach to convert? He needs to put some fish and meat.
Sushi,
fish and meat, beans, okay, protein. But in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created flavors. There are fruits and vegetables. There's a wide variety of things that are not necessary for man's survival. And the proof is, there are people who never eat these things and they survive. They live long, healthy lives. So it goes to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for us to enjoy. So a person should not go out of his way and deny himself pleasure. Of course, there are times when there has to be balance. A nazir is poireish from the tanuga olam hazeh, but just for a limited time. For a limited time in order to discipline himself. So the pasuk is a very powerful idea.
Nazir has to be recurrent because
he has sinned. He has denied himself the bracha that Hashem has provided him in this world. And the pasuk here is giving you instruction. According to the parashat Metzudot, this is very strong. It's giving you instructions, enjoy this world. Biyoyim toiva, it's a powerful pasuk. Heyei b'toiv. If Hashem gave you bracha, enjoy it. If you can go and you can travel the world, enjoy it. Don't say, oh, I'm a poiresh, I'm a tzaddik, I'm going to sit home, I'm not going to have a good meal. It's nonsense. B'yoyim tava heyei v'toif. U'v'yoyim ra, then the Targum goes on to say, v'yoyim ra, b'eis boy roha b'oila. When a person, rachmana litzlan, sees evil in this world, his staka, now it says here, don't enjoy it. Doesn't say heyei v'ra. Okay? Doesn't say embrace the evil. Go out and relish in the tzar. Nonsense. It says re'e, a different expression. Histakel behoro'o lehovin al mo bo. try to understand that this is not meant to be. Hashem did not create a world for man to suffer. That is apikorsis. There are people, plenty of people who say that. Hashem is apikorsis, an evil genius. He created this world to have fun by torturing us. That's pure apikorsis. And there are so many psukim in Tanakh that come to reject this idea. So when Rachman Litzlan Tsar comes to the world of Persia, should contemplate why did this happen and come to the conclusions because man has sinned and accept it to cleanse one from sin. The evil was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam also Oysalumas Avon. He has also created to correspond to the sin. Ratzalaymar Mida Bemida. So when it says over here, Gam Ezeh Lu'umazeh. So the Targum, he throws in just a few words. This is one of the main, one very powerful idea that everything that Hashem does in this world is Mida. Kineged Mida. This was what Rashi and the Ramban say inspired Yisro. One of the first, was he the first Ger Yisro? We all gave him. But after us came Yisro. Ki badavar asher zadu alehem. Yisro explicitly said the reason why I choose to join Klal Yisrael is because I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something unique. He punishes and rewards Mida. Kineged Nida. The reason why the Mitzrim were drowned in the Yam was because they drowned the children, the male children of Klal Yisrael. Kiva Dovar, that very same thing, Asher Zodu Aleihem, which they conspired and they planned and acted out against Klal Yisrael is exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. So when it says here, and that's exactly what this pasuk of here is saying, when a person with Yom Ra'ah Re'eh, when a person witnesses there is Ra'ah, there is evil in the world, Re'eh, look, Histakel, you will take note, if you really know the secrets, you will realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the world, Mida Kineged Mida, Gamezeh Lu'umazeh, Asah Elokim. The punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing upon the world is Mida Keneged Mida. I want to make one point that according to the Mitzudos David, when it says Zeluma Zeh, it's focusing on punishment. It's not, because we're going to see soon in Rashi and the Targum, they have very different interpretations of what it means. What it means Zeluma Zeh. Mitzudos is the punishment is Mida Keneged Mida. Al Divras, next words of the Mitzudos, Al Divras, the also kizos bavush lo yimsa odom lahar achrav mu'uma. What do you mean? What does that mean? A person should not complain. Ki migmul ho'oinesh, through punishment, yaskil ha'odom lodas es ha'pesha hadoim elo, a person knows to prepare for the future. He knows not to sin. No one can come along and saying something very profound. No one can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't punish me. I did not know. I was not warned. You never warned me. You never. You, Hashem did warn you. The fact that you can look out in the world and you can see that there is tsaris in this world, and you have the ability to recognize, we don't have the ability to do this anymore, but you have the ability to recognize that the reason why these people are being punished in this particular way is because Mida, Kineged Mida, so you, that's the ultimate warning. I guess we learn from history. If you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Mitzrayim by drowning them in the Yamsuf, as a punishment, Mida, Kineged Mida, for the killing all the babies, the male children of Klal Yisrael, so you see Hashem has warned you that He will punish Mida Kineged Mida. So the pasuk includes Ba'avur, it's a very powerful...
Something much simpler than that.
Yeah.
Not that it's a warning. You can't complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu because when you see something bad happens, you can figure out why that...
Why it happened.
Ki migmul ho'oinish
yaskil adam ladas ha'pesh... But what's hadoy mila? Ladas es ha'pesha... Pesha, hadoyme la, the sin that happened before, you say, not a future sin. You want to say that, okay, you want to say that, so you can't complain, no one can complain. Being that Hashem made Mida Kineged Mida, the person can finish it, figure out why it's Mida Kineged Mida. Okay. Problem is today, if you say something to this generation, I mean, we all know that anyone that will tell you why.
That's one.
What?
We're not that smart.
We're not that smart.
What?
We just have discussed this.
People are saying today why there are standings going on in Eretz Yisrael. Right? They're telling you all the reasons. Really? How do you know that's the reason? It's very, very disturbing when people start telling you, but that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk over here says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Al Divras, the reason why Hashem made Mida Kenegan Mida is that Shloyim Sa'adam Achav Muma means a person shouldn't complain. It's extremely vague, this Pasuk. A human being should not have the right to complain to Kadosh Baruch Hu that you have punished us unjustly. You can analyze the type of punishment, and through the type of punishment, you can come to an understanding exactly what the sin is, so you know that it was justified.
Or maybe you can't figure out what exactly was the sin that caused it, but you have to accept it.
You have to accept it.
There is a system.
There is a system, but there has to be some point in time when we see the system so we can accept it.
In hindsight,
in the previous generations, we were able, Chazal told us what it was all about. In this generation, Holocaust, all the tsarists, no one can tell you what it's about, but that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says that if you really had the Chochmah, that's one of the great problems. We don't have Nevi'im. When there were Nevi'im, you go to a Navi, and the Navi tells you, why did this happen? He'll tell you why it happened. So you know why it happened. So you can make sense out of it. It leads to greater emunah, and it allows a person to prepare for the future. We don't have Nevi'im. And that is one of the great frustrations of this generation, that we don't understand why things happen and how things are evolving. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi is very different. Rashi Pasuk Yudalit says, "B'yom toiv heyei b'toiv, b'yom sheyesh b'yotcho la'sois toiva heyei b'oiseh ha-toiva." It does not mean, like the Mitzudos, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a winning lottery ticket, so you won the lottery, enjoy yourself. Go out to the restaurant. Celebrate. Go travel the world. Enjoy yourself. That's not what it means. It means that b'yom toiv, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you toiv, use that opportunity to do good. Targum is going to say the same thing. When Hashem gives you good, b'yom sheyesh b'yotcha la'sois toiva. Not that Hashem has given you a winning lottery ticket. Hashem has given you an opportunity. Chap it. Take advantage. Heyei b'oisa ha'tovi. Take advantage of the opportunity. Uv'yom ra'rei, kishatovi hara al harashoyim. Now, there's no relationship. That's the problem with Rashi. Rashi, according to the Mitzudos, there was a flow. There was a parallel. From the beginning. According to Rashi, it's very difficult. There's no parallel. It's just an independent statement. When you see that Tsaris Ra comes upon the Rasham, Ata Tiena is also a whole different interpretation. Be careful to be from, well, I shouldn't say there's no parallel, maybe there is a parallel. You should be from the observers, not from the participants. In other words, make sure that you do not do Averos, because if you do Averos, then you are going to suffer along with the Risham. But if you are not from the people who did the Averos, then you will only be from the observers and not from the people who suffer. See to it that you are only a Re'eh. Kishatovi haru al Risham atotem in haroyim shenemar vayetsu v'rohu b'figrei ho'anoshim. This refers to the time of Mashiach. This refers to Milchemes Gog u'Magog, that the tzaddikim will go out and they will observe the carcasses, the dead bodies of the victims of Gog u'Magog. They're going to see, but the tzaddikim are not going to suffer Milchemes Gog u'Magog. Loi tihye min hanirim. Make sure you're not from the viewed. Don't be killed. Don't suffer. V'hayu deraon l'chol basar. Well, the pasuk they conclude, that's the last words of Yeshaya. Deraon means something which is abhorrent. Am I saying that right? What?
It's the end of Yonah.
Okay. Deraon, is that one of Yonah also? Could be. Okay. The word deraon, lashon of diarrhea. It's so ugly. It's so horrible. Die. You say, I can't see. I can't even look at this thing. This thing is something which is too difficult. It's very fascinating. This word is very fascinating. That Rav Schwab, we discussed a few times, Rav Schwab. A lot of the modern day philosophers, they disagree how to define the Holocaust. Okay, the Holocaust itself is a term which is probably the most common term used to define what happened in the genocide of 6 million Jews. So the word Holocaust, is that really the correct word? The word Holocaust in English has a connotation of Shoah. Shoah and Holocaust are very similar. It means chaos. So some Gedolim object. There's no such thing as chaos. Chaos means there's no one is in charge. There's no one that's controlling the events. That's not so. That goes everything against that we believe in.
Really, the standard definition? Chaos.
Shoah.
It's desolation.
Desolation, but it has a connotation of a desolation without order. It just chaos, a desolation, churban without any seder. That goes against everything that we believe in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have no understanding why, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved, was there. Hashem was there, and Hashem brought this about for reasons that are beyond human comprehension. So to say Shoah, Holocaust, okay, this to me is all meaningless, so because I'm not into understand the difference between these fine points. But Rav Schwab, if you look at the Kina Rav Schwab wrote in honor to commemorate the Holocaust, the way he defines the Holocaust is with the word Day Ra'on. How do you define the Holocaust? Not Holocaust, not Churban Europa, right? Churban Europe.
Aguda,
because they didn't want to call it a Shoah. They called it Churban Holocaust, Shoah, Churban Europe. Rav Schwab selected a word in Tanakh that he felt defined the Holocaust. Day Ra'on. What does it mean, Day Ra'on? It means die. It's something you can't comprehend. When you look at it, when you observe it, when you roya in the, not if literal, not physically, but conceptually, when you try to grasp, what has happened, you say to yourself, die, stand back. It's impossible to make sense from this.
Munkacher Rebbe's father,
Lauda.
Munkacher Rebbe's father, Rebaruch, was a Polish citizen, so he was taken to Poland. They were able to get him back into Munkacz.
Yeah.
And Shabbos, the first Shabbos, he gave a drasha. He says, Rabbi Isai, don't ask me what's going on, because you will not believe me. You cannot fathom what's going on in Poland. That's what he was telling the people.
When he
can't.
Yeah. Okay, so here it says in the Pasuk, according to Rashi, fascinating interpretation, that you make sure you're not from the viewed. Don't be the viewed at the wake. Be from the viewers. Because the one that's being viewed means that they are guilty. If you are the ones who are the observers, that means that you are from the tzaddikim. That's Mohammed Skoigumagog. Mohammed Skoigumagog, they are going to be from the viewed. Klal Yisrael are going to be from the viewers. Re'eh, make sure when you see that V'yoyim Re'ah, Re'eh, make sure, see to it. It's a command, according to Rashi. See to it that you are from those who view. Then it goes on to say, Gamazelu Mazeh, what does this mean? Gamazelu Mazeh. So we have two parts of the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk is V'yoyim Toiva, Heyev Toiv. When you have an opportunity to do good, do good. When it comes to doing evil, make sure you do not do evil, because then you're going to be from the viewed, not the viewers. Gamazelu Mazeh, Aselokim, Rashi, Zelu Mazeh, HaToivava, Sochar Pulasa, Lumas Horoha V'Socher Pulas. A new interpretation that reward versus punishment. Doing good and its reward versus doing evil and its punishment. Hashem has given man Bechira Chofshes. We're not discussing like the Mitzvah says, Mida Keneged Mida. That's not the translation. It is nothing more than what it means here is Bechira Chofshes. Shlo Yimsa Adam Achav Mu'ma Laharer Acharav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how does that flow in? How does that flow? I don't know. A lot of these Rashi's are very, very, very hard.
You could learn Gamazelu Mazeh means that there's balance.
Bechira. Hatoiva v'sochar.
There's balance. There's a total and sharp loss of connected the ra and
the schar pulasa.
The schar pulasa is a balance between the two, and therefore you can't complain.
You have a choice. Every person has a choice. So if I have no one to blame but yourself, you were given free will. That's what it said. It says v'yoyim tayva hayevitav v'yoyim ra'rei. When you have an opportunity to do good, take advantage. And when you have an opportunity to do averos, don't do an avera. Because if you're going to do an avera, you're going to suffer. I'm warning you. Uvacharta b'chayim. When it comes to evil, re'ei. Be from the observers, not the observed. So I'm giving you b'chira chavshus. I'm giving you b'chira chavshus. You have no one to blame for yourself. Don't tell me later that I was forced. You set me up for failure. People complain, this is one of the themes of the secular world, is that man has a yetzirah. What do you expect? It's not fair. Hashem put man into this world. Hashem has set up man for failure. That is apikorsis. That is apikorsis. It's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given every single human being free will. Zeh l'umazeh. That's exactly what it says. Gam zeh l'umazeh. Asa asa lukim. Al divras. It's fair. And therefore, al divras so that. Shlo yimso adam achav muma. Man will not have the ability to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why he has Gehenim versus Gan Eden. Something along those lines in the parish of Rashi, again, very different than the Mitzvot that says that we're dealing over here with Midah Keneged Midah, and by studying Hashem's Midah Keneged Midah, you will recognize that Hashem is just, that Ki Tzur Tamim Polo Ki Chol Derachav Mishpat. Now let's look at the Targum. Targum Pasuk Yud Dalid. The Yom Tov Targum is similar to Rashi, but a little bit different. On a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides you with blessing, what should you do with the blessing? Give back to society. You always hear about that. Philanthropists, they want to give something back. They were so good. You know, I always wonder about these get-rich-quick schemes. They tell you, these people, they sell you for $5 a book. Or they always, you know, get spam. Emails. Oh, buy this book. It'll give you information on you can make $1 million overnight. And everyone asks the same question: If this is really true, this is not baloney. This is not garbage. So that means you're making $1 million. If you're giving us information, if you're making $1 million, what do you need my $5 for?
That's how we're making $1 million.
Exactly. It's all shack. You need my fire. You make $1 million, right? These fantasies, get rich quick schemes, fantasies. So if you read these books, I've read some of these things. So you read the emails. So what do they write there? You're probably wondering. I always say this. You're probably wondering that if this scheme, this technique, really works, so why am I asking you for $5? Why is? So they always say, because we want to give back to society, because society was so good to us. We're doing it l'shem shemayim. Baloney. L'shem shemayim. They're doing it. They want to give back. But here, really, but there is something true to it. And if that's exactly what the Targum says. The Targum over here says that b'yom d'yoytiv lo Hashem on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to you, tehei af ant b'tevusa v'soitev l'chol olma, and do good to the world. If Hashem is good to you, Hashem has given you, take what Hashem has given you and give it back to the world. Bestow blessing upon the world. Begin the law. Why? Because when you come to the next world, you should have merit. Begin so that worse, you shouldn't be punished. So that evil should not come upon you. Period. So it's saying that it's very difficult with the Targum. I struggle with this. Hashem is giving you an opportunity. If you don't take advantage of that opportunity to reciprocate, to do good, you will suffer the consequences. You will suffer the consequences, and it will come upon you at a point in time of Yoma Bisha, of hard times. So protect yourself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, like we said, a person gives tzedakah. You're giving tzedakah, it's a zechus that you should not need the tzedakah at some point in time in your own life. Because wealth is a gilgal hachayzer ba'olam, so you never know when you may need to be on the receiving end. But if and as part of, and as a merit that your person should never chas v'shalom need to be on the giving end is that when you are not, when you have an opportunity to give, give. So that way, you, Hashem will protect you in the future when things will not go be always going your way. At least you won't come to a matzav where you need to be on the receiving end. That's exactly what it seems to be say. Begin the lo yisi aloch yom abisha. Then he goes on to say a second. Then he goes the second part of the pasuk. He says chazi v'istakal. Pay close attention. That's true. He's translating the word with two different words. Chazi v'istakal. Chazi normally means a superficial look. Istakal means a deeper, a deeper look. The af yos dein. Kol kovel, and this also, and this is also true. The afios dain, this also is so. Dain, kol kovel dain. Everything is there. Are everything in this world corresponds to something else? Avad Hashem, Hashem has done. Begin loichocha. Zelumazeh. But it means it seems to me to be punishment. It seems to mean, I think he's focusing on like what the Mitzudah said, that a person suffers in this world midah keneged midah, so that he's cleansed, his neshama is cleansed in preparation for olam haba. Loichocha, to punish. Okay, that's the key word. Loichocha is the punishment, midah keneged midah, to bring punishment, exactly like what the Mitzudos David said. Loichocha enoshe dora, the people of the generation, mindiglal, so that lo yishkach enosh bosroihi midah am bish lo olmehahu, so that there should not be any suffering in the next world. The reason why the generation, this generation, suffers so much is that it cleanses their neshamas, so that when they come into the next world, they should be clean, and they shall receive the benefit of olam haba. Similar to what the Mitzudos David said. Okay, now there is just one interesting word I came across here in the Sarasi Bamedinois. He brings from the Tnuvais Baruch. And that also quotes from the Sefer HaYoshar from Rabbeinu Tam. This comes from a Rishon. We know a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos talks about two different types of tzaddikim. The Gemara there discusses the age-old question, why is it that there are tzaddikim that suffer? Tzaddik v'raloi. Tzaddik v'toivloi. Rosha v'toivloi, Rosha v'raloi. So the Gemara concludes, there's something called a tzaddik gomor and a tzaddik she'enu gomor. A tzaddik gomor is tzaddik v'toivloi. A tzaddik she'enoi gamur, he's 99.999% toy, but it's one teeny little defect. That's tzaddik she'enoi gamur. It's raloi. Hashem brings upon him suffering in this world to prepare him for the next world. We learned Sefer Iyov, that's the whole topic of Sefer Iyov. Okay. But he says over here a drush, and he interprets this into this pasuk. He says, we know everyone is familiar with the principle of Yishman, Yishurun, Vayivot. When things are going well, it's very easy to feel a degree of complacency and begin to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When things are not going that well, you're worried. As we always mentioned from Rav Herschel Schachter, he says that on Yom HaKippurim, it was a no-win situation. The Kohanim, everyone would wait and look at the Zohiris, the wool, they took a clump of wool, they dyed it red, half of it went onto the Sur LaHazazel, and half they tied to the gate, to one of the gates of the Har of the Beis HaMikdash. And the whole Klal Yisrael was watching the red wool to see what's going to happen. Will the red wool miraculously turn white when they throw the Sur LaHazazel off the cliff? So whatever happened wasn't good. If it remained red, everyone went crazy. Because Hashem didn't forgive us. It remained red. We are in a lot of trouble. Yom HaKippurim did not work. We're chatoim. So there was depression. If it turned white, it was also no good. Because that complacency set in. Oh, Hashem has forgiven us. We can do whatever we want now. So new slate, so we can do, we have credit. So we can now go and do aveiros. We have nothing to worry about. It's a no-win situation. It's pretty scary. That's what he said. Herschel Sheldon. It really was a no-win situation, whatever happened. So the truth is, between the two, let's think about this. This is what the Sefer, this Rabbeinu Tam, I'm not saying, Rabbeinu Tam says this. Between the two, which one was really better? If it remained red. That's what he says. If it would remain red, and it would mean that Hashem is not forgiving you, it's a Yom Ra. I still have to do tshuva. You're worried. So he says a drush. This Rabbeinu Tam is a pellet that a Rishon would say, like a chassidish drush. What? He's saying a chassidish drush. It's very rare for a Rishon to say a drush. But he says, tzadik viraloi is tzadik she'enoi gomor, which means if a person is a tzaddik when it's, if a person is a tzaddik, it's a very profound drush. A person is a tzaddik when it's raloi. In other words, you have a tzaddik, and now our example, and the wool is still red. Things aren't going so well. Things are not going so well, so I'm worried. I'm worried what's going to be. I'm going to do more tshuva. So you're a tzaddik because it's raloi. No? Excellent. This is called a tzaddik she'enoi gomor. You're a tzaddik, but you have not reached the perfection of what it means to be a tzaddik. You know what the kunz is?
I don't know.
What?
You gotta keep doing tshuva for the rest of your life.
So why am I doing tshuva? Because Hashem is telling me, Hashem is telling me that you've done averus. It's ralo. There are problems in your life. So if you're willing to do tshuva, you're a tzaddik. No one is denying, but that is not the perfection of what it means to be a tzaddik. There's a higher madrega which almost no one can achieve, and that is when things are good, when the clump of wool turns white. So that's tzaddik v'toivloi. It's toivloi. Wow, it's toiv. What a wonderful day. Yom Kippur has come, the wool has turned from red to white. So it's toiv. So what is the reaction of the average person? I no longer have to be a tzaddik. I was a tzaddik in Chodesh Elul. I was a tzaddik for the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I've accomplished my goal. Now, I no longer have to be a tzaddik. Now I can have some vacation. Now, all the Rebbe's go on vacation after... after Sukkot. They say there's so much pressure on Sukkot. All the Hasidim, they come, they got it right. We've accomplished. So now you go on vacation. So I no longer need to be a tzaddik. I've accomplished my goal. But you want to be from the exception. You want to be a tzaddik even when it's toivloi. Ooh, this is a tzaddik gomor. You hear the drush? Tzaddik, if you're a tzaddik, when viraloi, you've reached the madreka that the only time you're willing to work on yourself is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with you. Hashem is showing you signs that you need self-improvement because Rachman Litzlan, you got problems. So you need Suchusim. So I have no choice. I have to run to the Kaisal. I have to do this and I have to do this to give tztaka. You gotta give tztaka, and you gotta go to this, get a bracha from this one, bracha from this one. Every time you go to a rebbe, they tell you, what are you makabel upon yourself? One new chumrah, one new anhaga. So you have to, why are you being a tzaddik? Viraloi? No, not bad. This is not a tzaddik gomor. It's a much bigger kunz to be a tzaddik, even when it's toivloi. Everything is good. But even when everything is good, I'm still willing to go the extra mile and accept upon myself all of the hanhogos toivos and the machmir and shmir san mitzvos, and for no reason, just l'shem shemayim. Wow, that takes courage. That's a tzaddik gomer. He reads this into this pasuk, b'yoyim toiva, when things are going good for you, heyei b'toiv. You should be a tzaddik also. Try to achieve, be a tzaddik even when things are going good for you. Don't be the tzaddik viraloi. Be the tzaddik v'toivloi. Be a tzadik gomer. That's how we read on the pasuk. Uviyomer ra'e. And when things don't go, okay, if it's you're, that's also good. No one's telling you to give up when things are not going well. Uviyomer ra'e. Gam ezelu mazel selukim. There are different types of tzaddikim in this world. There's a tzaddik v'ra'al, a tzaddik v'tayvlo. They're both very good, but don't only settle on one or the other. Both of them have milos. Al devrash layim sa'adam achrav mu'uma. Because if you're not going to be a tzaddik, then you're going to have complaints. You're not going to be a tzaddik. You're always going to have problems. You have to twist the end of the puzzle a little bit to determine how it fits in. But the idea is there. Okay. So this is zelu mazeh. So basically, we took over here. I vaguely remember there's another interpretation of zeh. There's another interpretation. I saw this in the art school. That's why I saw it. Maybe it's the Sipurno, or maybe it's the Ralbag. I saw this there. He says that everything in this world is balance. Balance in the physical world and balance in the spiritual world. There's a Medrash. The Medrash says Hashem created mountains, but just like there are mountains, there are ditches, there are valleys. Valleys. And there are things in this world that last from the beginning of time to the end of time. There are trees in California. How old are these trees? 1,000 years old. They can detect from the rings, the redwood. There are trees, and then there are things in this world that only live for a fraction of time. Their life, their existence is for a fraction of a second. How could it be? Hashem created things that last forever. There are certain types of fish, right? They travel the whole world. They live for a thousand years. And there are things that live for us a few moments. That's right. There are heights. There are depths. There are in orbit. There are planets. There are planets that go around the sun. The orbit. The circuit can take 1,000 years, and there are in every atom, the electrons can circle the atom, circle the center of the nucleus. You can't even measure in time how fast it can make a rotation. It can make a circuit around the center. Every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in nature, there are there are extreme opposites, plus everything in between. And likewise in the spiritual world, there's extreme wickedness and there's extreme righteousness. And there's always has to be a balance. The purpose is everything, a person has bechira chavshis, and you'll always be caught in the center. And Hashem is telling you becharta b'chayim. Pretty much that idea was mentioned by Rashi to some degree.
Also plus what it says that anything that is an iser, there's something a heter for.
Connected. Anything which is forbidden is going to be the shimut, the chazir, dam chazir. Mm-hmm. The dam chazir, there's the blood of a fish, the shibuta. A basa b'cholav. Basa b'cholav, the kachal. The kachal, the odor of the animal has the taste of basa b'cholav. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibited, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something that corresponds to that which is permitted. Even talk about the creatures in the dry land and the creatures in the sea. There is a kelef. There's a dog, for example, that walks on dry land. And in the yam, there's something called a fish, the kelev hayam. There's a source, there's a horse, there is a type of fish, a seahorse. Every single thing which exists on dry land has a corresponding creature which lives in the sea. And in fact, when it comes to the sea, I think the Farshim say is that if you can figure out, it's always the tum of a tyra, it's the opposite. A dog is a non-kosher. A dog is a non-kosher animal. You're not allowed to have dog meat. It's not kosher. In the sea dog, I don't know if what they're defining in the secular world, the sea dog is accurate in Chazal's understanding, but the sea dog, whatever that would be kosher. And just like you have a shore, you have an axe, which is kosher. So on dry land, you will have in the sea, you'll have a fish that is the equivalent of a shore that is not kosher. The tum of a tahara of the sea is the opposite of the Tumah v'Tahara on dry land. But it's always Zeh l'umazeh. This is the principle that goes throughout everything in the Chazal. Okay, let's do one more pasuk very quickly. Pasuk tes vav esakol ve'isi b'mei havli. Shlomo over here is referring back to himself. I have seen it all in the days of my futility. Yesh tzadik oved b'tzidkei v'yesh rosha marich b'rosai. And goes on to say that there are tzadikim that are oved b'tzidkei, that they, which their different interpretation will come to in a moment, but let's assume now for the moment it means a tzaddik, a chosid shaita. There are tzaddikim that oivate. They destroy themselves due to their righteousness. And it's not what Hashem wants. Hashem does not want extreme chumras. Extreme chumras which lead to oivate. Today you'll argue that if you don't learn how to make a parnasa, Why don't you dedicate time to prepare for the future? Tzidkai, you have to learn. Now you have to. It's self righteousness. That's not so. Oyved, it's the wrong. He's telling you that you have to. There's a tzaddik. Oyved with tzidkai. You make for yourself. You make up for yourself. You make yourself into a tzaddik when you're not, and that caused you to destroy yourself. The Yesh Rosh, there's a Rosh that's Marech Berasa. I've also seen a Rosh that is Marech, that he's too evil. Okay, let's take a look at the Mitzudos story quickly. We'll see a little bit. Pasuk Tes Vav in the Mitzudos David. As I call, hadvarim hametuhui hameshavim v'hanasim ba'olam, all things which happen in this world, hishkachti bohem behisboinenus rav b'chol yomai. I've spent a lot of time analyzing and understanding these things in all of my days. Laman das toichan hadvarim, to understand their true nature, the oimeko enyanim, and the depth of these matters. B'mei hevli, why is he calling his life hevel? Kain yikru yimei ha'odam lufi she'enem nitzchiyim. Man's days, by definition, are called days of hevel. He's telling us the translation of hevel is anything that does not last forever. It's just a matter of time. And therefore, man is called yimei hevli. And now he goes on to say, yesh tzadik v'yinei hiskalti asher yesh tzadik nevan min oilam asher kasher yechte ma'at. Okay, so he's telling us a different interpretation. I told you about the tzadik chosid shaita approach. So that's not what he's saying. He's saying that there are times when a tzadik does an avera, a little avera, kasher yechte ma'at, shezech b'avur rav tzidkoi. Why? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktek im hatzadikim kichut hasara. Due to the fact that he is b'tzidkoi, he is a very, very great tzaddik, he is oivet, he is destroyed, he suffers very much. Why? Because he is judged with a different standard. Hashem is medaktik with tzaddikim kuchot asara, v'ilu lo hoye tzaddik gomor, lo hoye nena shalzeh. So that's the reality of this world. Then we have marich bira asoy, marich yimei toiva. We find that, what does it mean marich? It means that he has a good life. Rosha v'toiv loy, he's marich. V'ze b'avur ro asoy asher gavur, due to his extreme evil. Ki oz yarich yimei toiva liyos mutrod me'olam haba. Hashem pays him in all his reward in this world to deny him the bracha of olam haba. So according to the Mitzudos, the pasuk is teaching us the age-old principle of tzaddik v'raloi rasha v'toivloi. Why? Very simple, because this world is just temporary. It's a world of hevel. There's another world that's coming, and Hashem is medaktik im tzaddikim v'chut hasara, and that's for his benefit, and for the Rishonim it's to their detriment, for them to receive bracha in this world, to deny them the bracha of olam haba. Rashi pasuk tezvav, yesh tzaddik ove b'tzidkoi. Yeah. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying it comes with the turf. It comes with the property. That being a tzaddik gomor, the greater you are, that brings up with you greater responsibility. if he would have not, but if they, but it's zel, like the previous word, zelu mazel, but if he would not be a tzaddik gomor, so the responsibility would not be there, but he would not enjoy the blessing of being a great tzaddik. Ultimately, being a great tzaddik is to his benefit in the next world. He suffers in this world.
His job.
What?
High risk job.
Very high risk job. To be from the Lama of Tzadikim, you know, it's.
Well, the question is if you put yourself in a position to fail.
You're not putting yourself in. Hashem would never do that. Hashem is not putting you, the person put himself in a position with being tzaddik comes, brings with it the tools to overcome the nisyonos. He has the tools. Part of being a tzaddik is you do have the tools to overcome the nisyonos. He could fail. A person who's not a tzaddik gomer could also fail on with his nisyonos. But you can't say that. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's first see the Rashi. Rashi says yesh tzaddik oved b'tzidkoi al pi shehu oved oidenu oved, a whole different interpretation. Oidenu oved b'tzidkoi, he's still oved b'tzidkoi. Even though the tzaddik suffers, the tzaddik is matzdik oloves hadin. Okay, so this is a whole different approach. Tzaddikim gam zu l'toiva. Even though the tzaddik is oved, Yesh tzaddik oyved, but sitkoi, he still remains in a state of, while he's in a state of righteousness, while he's being oyved, he's still matzik olav esaden. He brings the ma'isa b'yosef ben pinchas hakoyin, she'olsa nima baragloi. It's a very frightening story. He has some type of disease. He was inflicted with a disease in his leg, and Karu L'Roife, he called the doctor to cut off, to amputate his leg. Lachtech Ragloi. Amalek Kishat Magia L'Chut Hasarna, who he was surrounded with his children, and he was a Kohen. And he told his, and then he told the doctor, when you reach the very last, you reach the very the part of the leg, when you're about to remove the leg, Kichut L'Chut Hasarna Hodieni, the Chaynasa. He then called his. He told him, "I'm now about to sever the leg." Kara lechunya bino. He called his son. Omar loy bini ad kana yisi chayv l'tapel ad kana yisi chayv l'tapel bi. Until now, you were allowed to be in this house because there was no tumah. But when my leg is severed, it's going to be the leg is an aver and it's metame kemes. So the bias now has the status of an oil hames. So you have to leave. You have to leave. So this is the example of that who would have the presence of mind at a time of such enormous pain, such enormous agony, when a person is losing a limb, to think about religious matters. Oh, you're a kohen, my son. You're a kohen, and you're not allowed to be in this location. Who thinks like that? So this is a tzaddik. He's oyved b'tzidkoi. While he is in the matziv of enormous agony, what is he thinking about? The Ribbono Shel Olam. What does Hashem want from him? Well, there's an Eivim and Achai. This is a limb. It's Metame Be'oihel. And therefore, my children who are all Kohanim are not allowed to be in this Mokoyim until the Eivim is removed. So therefore, Kohanim have to leave the bias. All the Kohanim have to leave the bias. The presence of mind is a sign of true greatness of righteousness. Mikan the eilach yetzach chayil l'tabel bi, of course, just means until the eiver was removed. She'ein koyin metame le'eiver menachayin me'aviv. Even though I'm your father and you have a mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim, that's not an excuse for you to be in the same room with an eiver min hachay, and therefore you must leave. This is what he was thinking about at the moment when he was going through a state of tragedy, and that is yesh tzaddik oyved b'tzidkoi. While he is in a matzah of oyved, he still remains in his state of righteousness. Okay, let's see the targum, then we'll stop. Targum pasuk tes vav. Es hakol v'isi b'mehavli. Yos kolo chazesi b'yomei havlusi. I've seen everything in the days of my futility. Demin kodem Hashem, that has been granted to me from before Hashem. Mis Gazrin Tov Ubish, Hashem has decreed upon this world there to be good and bad. Limheve Balma Al Esek Ma Zolayo, the Isbiriu Vahoin Bine Enosha. Every person is born. There are some people are born with a good mazel, and there are some people that are born with a bad mazel. Some people have it easy in this world. Some people have it difficult in this world. The iskvar zakai oved bitzad kusei beolmo hodein. There are people, innocent, good people, that are destroyed in this world. Uzuchusei minatrolei leolmo deosei, And these people, their righteousness, their good deeds, do not help them in this world. They're born under a mazel which requires them to live and to suffer in this world. But all of their good deeds are preserved for the next world.
So the evidential says,
yeah.
That's what it means. He's, what you just said, that last line, that's how he translates, that's what the pasuk means. Asher Baruch Kim Lasos, things are forecast
for the future.
God, right. That's how he tightens up the words.
Very interesting. The Iskavar Chayav, and then there are people that are Chayav, people that suffer. D'moyrech Yomin D'choyvoyi. What does it mean they're Chayav? Their days are extended. They suffer greatly in this world. The Chushban Uvadohi Bishaya. They live a life of sin. Their lives, their days are extended through. They do terrible avirus for chushban, and nothing happens to them in this world. However, Hashem keeps records. The chushban uvodohi bishayon nitirin. The calculation, the record of their evil deeds are guarded. To punish them in the next world. So in other words, basically what we hear saying is, I've seen everything in this world and nothing really makes sense. There's no rhyme and reason. There's no calculation. You have to live a life of emunah. Everyone is born with a certain mazel. Things are meant to be, and there's nothing you can do to change them, pretty much. What's going to be better for worse? And a person should still work to accumulate merit, to preserve the merit for the next world. And don't be impressed that there are wicked people that do averos, and they live a long life, and they're successful. Hashem is keeping record, and they will suffer for the sins in the next world. Alright, we'll do some more on this tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem, we'll stop over here.